Well, are you thinking about a career change? Want to be your own boss? Work at a job where the harder you work, the more you make? The more work you take on? Every job you get paid for? How's that sound? Pretty appealing?
That sounds all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could get on board with that.
There's a fellow named Bill Edgar. He is the only person in the world who has this job. He created it himself. He's a father of two, lives on the coast of Queensland, Australia. And he is the Coffin Confessor. Ooh. That is the nickname he has been given.
Coffin Confessor.
People pay him up to $5,000 to crash their funerals and reveal their secrets.
Mm. Oh, that's cool. So before you die, you get in touch with them and be like, hey, did this or whatever. I want you to tell everyone at my funeral.
What an awkward position to be in. You would really have to enjoy that part of it.
A recent example, he was asked to be a real-life suicide note by a woman.
Oh, geez.
That is not nearly as fun as I thought it would be.
She was asked to track down. He was asked to track down the father and brother of an elderly woman who had died by suicide. When he went to speak to the pair, they simply told him, oh, she should have done it years ago. Then Bill adds, no one attended her funeral. She had nobody in her life, but that's what I do. I'm the coffin confessor.
Wow.
Say it's not the kind of job you normally see on LinkedIn. They're people hired by the deceased to carry out a final act, such as crashing a funeral to declare a truth or give a message to a relative at their graveside. Bill claims he's the only coffin confessor. He's a man who has lived 100 lives, the son of a gangster. He's been homeless, a car thief, spent time in prison, and even worked as a counselor. His first coffin confession client came while he was a private investigator, another one of his jobs in 2018. He was enjoying some tea with a man who revealed he was dying from pancreatic cancer. We started talking about life and death and everything in between, and he told me about his best mate who was having sex with his wife on his deathbed. So then Bill said, hey, maybe you should put it in your eulogy. But the man doubted his family would believe him from beyond the grave.
Okay.
So then Bill said, well, I could always crash your funeral.
And a business was born.
And it was born.
Wow.
After fact-checking the affair, so he went and did his private investigator work to make sure it was true. Bill snuck into the service, and 2 minutes into the eulogy set by timer on his phone, he did what the guy said. He told the friend during his eulogy, now the friend that had been his friend who had been having sex with his wife while he was on his deathbed, sit down and shut the F up, is what Bill said when his alarm went off.
This guy's no doubt giving a glowing eulogy for his friend who has passed.
The man in the coffin's got something to say, Bill told the mourners, before opening an envelope and reading out details of the infidelity. In response, the friend chose the latter option provided by Bill and effed off.
Okay.
I crashed the funeral thinking it was going to be a one-off, but I wasn't even in my car when a woman came up to me and said, you've got to see my aunt. I stopped at a cafe and sat there thinking, could this be something people need? Standing in front of a coffin, I'm confessing people's thoughts, desires, and sins. He's had 50 clients since then.
Jeez.
Charges a flat rate of 10,000 Australian.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That ends up being about £5,000. So I don't know what that would be here, but still
a lot.
4,000.
Right? 10,000 Australian dollars to US dollars, $6,500.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, yep. Especially when you could just record yourself on a video for nothing and say, play this.
Yeah. he's had 50. He says some of them sweep their homes for belongings they don't want loved ones to see. So he's offering the service of going into the home and, whatever that might be.
Nice. Oh, wow. Okay.
Deliver a gift from the afterlife to families. He's done a lot of the times. A lot of them like that are much nicer. He even had one person where he was asked to sneak into the funeral during the showing and stick a pin in the body a half inch deep. You're going to get arrested for that to make sure he was really dead.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Just make sure I'm really dead, friend. Poke me.
The person was terrified of being buried alive. And so that was his answer. One lady got me to confess to her son that she wasn't his mother, but actually his grandmother, and that his sister was his real mother, and his father was his grandfather.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, that's kind of, I think that's like Nicholson's deal a little bit, right?
Yeah. Another time he asked a priest to sit down while leading a service as the deceased had said, "I do not want a religious ceremony and I'm certain my family will try to plan one."
Carry out the last wishes.
Okay.
All right.
"Funerals are for the living, people have told me," said Bill. "Well, F you, my client's dead. It's their funeral." What do you think of this? You had somebody show up at a funeral for a loved one of you and they disrupted it. Would you be like, okay, I get it. Uncle so-and-so hired him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I would be surprised if somebody like my dad did this. That would be quite shocking. But certain family members, I guess you'd be like, well, all right, I didn't expect this, but they were always a little weird. So here we go.
I would love to be this person and do this job.
I think you'd be very good at it. You'd like it a lot.
Love it.
Well, $6,500 a pop, too. That's not bad.
I mean, if you did a couple of years, it's like, hey,
once a month.
Got a nice side hustle going on.
Yeah, once a month, it would be awesome. Jeez,
during a recent job, he knocked on the door of a man whose wife had died 7 months ago to deliver him flowers on their anniversary. Said it was difficult because then that guy was very emotional.
You don't need to pay $6,500 for that.
No, you don't.
You can go to a website and schedule that.
Yeah, I'd want to be the one that's like the coffin confessor. I knock on the door and tell him, like, hey, by the way, your husband who had that amazing job that you thought he never actually had it. He's been working for the black market on the internet, the dark web. Your money's been coming from places you'll never guess. I want to be like that kind of confessor afterwards.
So you only want the dark confessions.
I mean, I'll do the flower delivery and stuff too, but I want the juicy stuff.
Flower delivery is easy money.
That would be super easy.
Do you think this guy ever gets the request and is like, yeah, sure, I'll do it right after you die. See you later.
I don't know. I mean, he sounds like a guy with integrity.
He does.
He's a former criminal.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have no way of following up.
No, you wouldn't. You obviously would not.
Unless you had to tell at least one family member, but then at that point, just pay that family member to do it.
Or just don't pay him at all. Mm-hmm. But they said usually, I mean, they have, he usually brings along proof where people can check and go, we never looked into this, but now that you've told us to, we can see that this is true. So
he pointed out that people asked him if he ever has skipped one, and he said no, because I remember that we all die, and what if I get to the other side and they're waiting for me to say, you didn't do what you promised you'd do?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Imagine what they could do to you in the afterlife.
Mm. Come to terms with we're all going to die. Every person on the planet's got a skeleton in their closet. Whether you want to let it out or not, he explains. I've let mine all out already through my book. Death is coming. Death won't wait. I'll take you when it'll take you when it wants to.
Okay, so he's trying to sell books.
This guy, and Andy seems like he's really obsessed with death because he's always making sure to declutter his life. He does it about once a week, he said.
Jeez.
So that if should he die before the next round, there's not much to pass on.
Love that. Love that.
This
I really actually
really
like
you.
This guy a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad way to go. I've had a family member pass recently who had, no plans for anything, didn't take care of anything, and it's an entire mess, and things are going through probate and this and that, and it's so I can see where decluttering or having your act together is not a bad way to go.
Well, yeah.
So
that
you don't
part.
Leave everybody with all these weird loose ends and everything else, because it's true. You don't know when it's going to happen. That happened to me today. Oh, everything's a mess. Like, I don't have everything all squared away.
Be a disaster. Yeah. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
Could you, Kelly, deal with the emotional fallout of people crying and being sad or yelling at you when something didn't, obviously you interrupt a funeral and tell them, hey, this guy was having sex with his wife before she died?
I think the issue that I have with that the most is interrupting the funeral, that I wouldn't do it afterwards.
Yeah.
I think showing up at the funeral to say, hey, by the way, could I walk up to someone's house and be like, hey, now that the funeral's over, I just need you to know that your husband's been working in dirty money or your wife's been cheating or your child's not legitimately yours.
Or just tell his now widow, hey, he knew you were having an affair with so-and-so,
exactly.
And I was supposed to interrupt the funeral, but that didn't seem appropriate.
Yeah.
But I will make sure that you know.
Yeah, or if I could interrupt the funeral in a way that only disrupts the person that would be affected by it, like you walk up and slip them a note that's, you know, hey,
he knew.
I'm here to deliver a message from the dead. Your husband knew what you were up to the whole time. Mm. And then just be like, did you read it? All right, I'm cool. Gotta go. And then everybody can just wonder, who the hell was that person? They might think I work for the funeral home and I was just relaying a message about, you know, the next steps of what we're doing. I could do it that way, but I wouldn't, just out of respect for everybody that's not involved in the message.
Right.
I don't know that I could do that, but you're telling me I could go to the house where they're doing free food afterwards and relay a message. I'm gonna fix me a plate.
It always comes back to, can I eat? Is there free food?
I would like to eat.
And then as soon as I finish the plate, I'm gonna be like, hey, wipe the cream cheese off my mouth and I'm gonna tell you something.
Do you have any ranch?
Yeah.
I think
that would be kind of a weird benefit.
Yeah.
This actually sounds benefit. Like a great TV show.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh my God.
You'd have to play it up though. Like if I was doing that, I would really want to, you know, wear the all black, like a fedora. Like you always see in a movie where it's that mysterious figure that's always just kind of hanging around.
Yeah.
You just kind of slink in, do your thing, and then kind of slide back out.
And like, then people say, who was, what, did you see? Yeah. I didn't even see
you
it.
You never identify yourself.
You'll be like the Banksy of funerals.
Yes. Yeah.
You show up.
I love this.
Kelly, you could dress like you did in the video when we were all running for election against each other. Kind of a drunk gypsy vibe.
Oh, yeah.
You're Moira Rose.
Moira. Have you guys seen the show Killing Eve?
No.
It's about an assassin. One of the main characters from Grey's Anatomy is in it. And this Russian assassin is all these different characters throughout all three or four seasons. And I love seeing all the different ways she dresses up, especially in the first season. She's got so many different jobs or shows up to family reunions and stuff like that. And she always has a different wig or outfit on. It's such a great little show. First season, especially.
Maybe you could offer this as sort of a cameo experience.
Absolutely, I could. I would.
I think I would.
Honestly, Kelly at freebeerandhotwings.com. Shoot me a message. Let me know. Tell me your deepest, darkest secrets. Let me know when you die. And then
let me know when you die. Yeah, we'll do it for like $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing is, how do you know once they've died? Are you checking obituaries every
Probably
day?
Probably have to pay attention, yeah.
It's just either that or somebody's in charge of letting you know.
Part of your service is knowing when they die.
Or maybe in your will, I guess the lawyer knows, hey, you have to contact this person. They have a specific job for the family.
Yeah.
It's secret, but they'll know.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard. I'm sure if you're on your deathbed, you can put a list of people you want notified, and they'll do it.
I suppose. So. Yeah.